from doing something with the Meretere. This is one way. Then there is another Loshin Ram, in the Chiddushi HaRambam what we see, he says that according to Rashi, that Rapope is not free on the other Amroi, on Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi. So, in other words, so Rapope also agreed that the Aloche of Chilkin Bishwer applies into the case where there is no Meir Teir at all. And the Pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi's explanation, is Titone Mitzia, Ava Mine, Mitzia, who the Rome Rabbon and Shuale, Mishun the Meir Roi Mechavaroi Lav Mide Chosabo, Eizu Ito Zui Sali Bani, Avo Mechachomemcha. So, Avo Mechachomemcha. So I would say, if the Tana hadn't mentioned Mechachomemcha, I would say, by Mechachomemcha, since there is no Meretir, by Mechachomemcha, there is no Meretir, so Mimele, it shouldn't be Chelkin Shvue, it should be Chelkin Loi Shvue, Loi Shvue, so that's what I say. V'itone Mechachomemcha, so I would say, Mechachomemcha would have been Rabbon Shvue, Mishim Mimele, Rabbon Mechavroi, Dome Koyoi, Vano Dome Koyoi, so there it's Meirateir. Hashi Yitzchichu Yidiyat. No, so Hashi Yitzchichu Dachlo Anu Lachavei Leizu Yitzchichu Yidzi. So there it's Meirateir. Avu Mitzir Zulek Lemein Arochet. Ein Eloi. So, that's what I say. So now the Mishnah is here. Since the Mishnah tells us both. So the Mishnah is here. We know we can deduce that even the case where there is no Meretere, there is still a Shvue. Why? Either because according to Rabbi Yechanan, because Migel Choshit Amomene is Goy Choshit HaShvue, so the Mishnah is saying, like a Mashmelo, that even in the case where there is no Meretere, so it's also Yachlei to be Shvue. Why? According to Rabbi Yechanan, because Migel Choshit Amomene will Choshit HaShvue, and according to Abai, that Migel Choshit Amomene will Choshit HaShvue, because of the possibility of moving Shomer Yisrael. That's another pshat for us. All right, so there are two pshat in Rashi. Now, let's see now what Rashi says here. Now, Dome Koyeivne, Dome Mamirei Tzolite, Avo Mitzia Dilekel Emeima, Chavir Yelich. We need to ask, yes, Dome Koyeivne, now in the second half of the Tzrichet. V'itone Mechachomemcha, Sarutei Mechachomemcha, Udirom, Hotom Udirom, Rabon Roshu Alei, Mishun Meirev Oma Chavroi, Dome Koyeivne. V'ano Dome Koyeivne, Hashim Tzrichet, Sobe Meile, Itzmeir Eteir. So Itzmeir Eteir, Hashim Tzrichet Levivi, Ashto Ano, the Chavir Ali, Leitu Israeli. So there is Meir Eteir, Av Mitzie, Eimelot. So Rashi says, Dome Koyeivne, Dome Mamirei Tzolit. Now why does Rashi say Dome Mamirei Tzolit? After all, the Gemara and the Maskone applies the Mishnah to the case of the Noki Zudah Mikavai. So it's not Dome Mamirei Tzolit. It's Dome Notam. Dome Notam. And in other words, but the question, Chavri Daita, Chavri Bal Kochi, so Rashi should say, Domi Koyaivne, Domi Nosati, Vilini Sratza Amir, not to the other fellow. And the other fellow thinks the same way, Vilini Sratza Amir, and not to this one. So why does Rashi say, Domi Manerei Talitin? According to Maskona the Gemara, it's not the meaning of Domi Manerei Talitin, it's Domi Nosati. So it is obvious that when Rashi says, Domi Koyaivne, Domi Manerei Talitin, Rashi wants to explain that Tzricha says, even according to the Havamine of the Gemore, Skashe of the Lerzes is a Manor. According to the Havamine of the Gemore, the Havamine of the Maksh, what? Did the Mishnah has referenced the case where Noka Zuzemichat? Then the Maskone of the Gemore is, lo yitzricha de nokat mit avai. But hava mina was that it is reference to the case of nokat zuze mechad. So the Rashi wants to explain this tzricha say even a little hava mina. And we, the Ashklal, Rashi is the rule, likes to explain certain gemores, even according to the Havamim. Even according to the Havamim. So this is obvious that the reason as to why Rashi says, the man literally says, to explain it even a little bit the assumption of the Machshin. Where the Zuzim Anokat? That the Mishnah is referenced to the case of Nokat Zuzim Echad. So what does Rashi say? So he told him that he was assuming, like the Havamini of the Makshi, where the Zuzim Anokat, that the Mishnah deals with the case where he is Nokat Zuzim Echad. So if the Tanya of the Mishnah had mentioned just Nekachom Emcha, I would say only in case of Nekachom Emcha. Only in case of Nekachom Emcha. So there is Yachleiko Bishvue. Why? Because over there, it is Meiretere. Why is it Meiretere? Why is it Meiretere over there? Because, let's say, now, the Meicher received money only from one. Let's say he received money from Shimon. Objectively, it is, the fact is that he receives money only from Shimon. But Reuven also says Kuloshol. So, still he's a Meir HaTeir. Why is a Meir HaTeir? Why is a Meir HaTeir? Because he says, Dome Koyaivne, Dome Mamireitzeli. Dome Mamireitzeli. Why doesn't, so he could not. Dom Amiratel is in, how is he Meira Teire? How is he Meira Teire? So obviously, when he is Meira Teire, because Dom Amiratel is in, so could any person in the world be a Meira Teire when the Meicher, if he knows that the Meicher sold the Chefetz to another person, and he was not involved in that transaction just because he's ready to give money? So it's Meir HaTeir, he has to be very stupid. I mean, if he was not involved in the transaction at all, and he knows, let's say Reuven knows that Shimon gave the money, and so Shimon gave the money and he was not involved in the transaction. So all of a sudden he comes and he grabs the talis and he says Kulashal. And he's Meir HaTeir, he thinks he's doing something very, very legitimate. Why? Because he is ready to give the money. But after all, he knows that Shimon was involved in the transaction, he was not involved. So how can he be Meir HaTeir? He has to be very stupid to be Meir HaTeir in such a case. So it is obvious that when Rashi says, Domim Koyeivne, Domim Amireitzelite, even though he knows that Shimon gave money, so because he was involved in this transaction, he also made an offer to the Meicher to buy this talis. But Shimon gave the money, he didn't as yet give the money. So he thinks, from the way the Meicher talked to him, that the Meicher really agreed to sell it to him. But Shimon was marketing himself. Shimon is more aggressive. So this is how Reuven rationalized it. Shimon was more aggressive. He was marketing himself and he gave him the money. He wasn't able to give him the money. But he thinks that the Meicher really agreed to was misratze to him. The Meicher really agreed to be disrupted to him, but Shimon gave the money. So Memele is Meir HaTeir. So he's Meir HaTeir. Now, and why does Rashi say that? Because Rashi wants to explain the tzrichase of this gemore alibe the hadamine of the gemore of the lar zezuze of the lar zezuze manot. So that means that Rashi, in explaining the lar zezuze manot, so Rashi says, of course Rashi applies this kasha of the gemore of lar zezuze manot to the case where it's in a mekach. So to the case where it's in a mekach biyode. So it's in a mekach biyode. But the hadmakshin assumes that it has reference to a case where the Mishnah's reference to the case where it's not a zuze mechad. So it's zeim a kulishali. It's zeim a kulishali. So what's the pshat? In the hadamin. Now let's say the gemore. Vilar zezuze manot. Now let's see the Rashi. Now let's see the next piece of the Gemara. Vilar zezuze manot. So nishal sameichel, mikibul domer. Vitanya bidush nemen bala mekachleima lo ze mechalt lo ze mechalt v'yavol gam dimisayim ba medu amur she mekham yode. Avoi mekham yode in nemon shol no sam ligu idomo kol kach li yizoko macha she shneim chos racho v'pisik domen. Hoi kim neosem nokat zezim tavai v'chad mitaiti v'chad v'akoch. דחים דו יצטר לעלי רם מילה סודי אלי, דוקו להי לי יסניזה, משאול חמפון אופים דייק והכוחת. אבו היכן מקימו דומם מלחד, מתקב דוח עלי. So even בזמן שאים אקח ביודי, זה מיכר אז נמונת. זה מיכר אז נמונת. So the more discussion is, why does the Mishnah say Yachleiko? Now the Mishnah assume that it's not a Zuzim Echad. So why does the Mishnah, so the Mishnah say, not a Zuzim Echad, and each one says kulashon. Each one says kulashon. So the Mishnah says Yachleiku. So the Gemara Kashi is Lev Zuzu Manokat. Why is it Yachleiku? Let's ask the Meicher. And if the Meicher says, let's say, that he received the money from Shimon, so Shimon should get it out. Shimon should get it out. Now, that's the Gemara's Kashi. Now, according to Rashi, that in case where it's Vada Ramai, then we don't say Yachleiku. Then we say, so then the Gemara should have asked another Kashi. Why did the Gemara ask? Vilar Zezuze Manoka, so the Gemara could have asked the Kashi Monefshach, since the Machshin assume, that the Mishnah is reference to the case, well, it's not Kadzuze Mechad, if it's not Kadzuze Mechad, so he receives money only from one. So how does each one say Kumashavi? So it's Echod is Vada Ramai. Echod is Vada Ramai. So if it's Vada Ramai, it shouldn't be Yachleiku, so it should be Yomuna. This is what Gemara should have asked. So the answer is this. Because even though the Makshin, who has the Kashi Vilar Zuzu Manokat, assumes that the Mishnah is reference to the case of Nokat Zuzu Mechad, but it's still not Vada Ramai. Because there is a possibility of Meira Teire. It's Nokat Zuzu Mechad. So let's say that Klavishmai is Galia, that he's not Kadzuze Mishimon. So it's not, so we don't have to say that Ruben is a Vada Ramai, because it could be, as Rashi says here in the Tzrichase, Domi Koyaivne, Domi Manirizoli, and that he mentioned in order to explain the Tzrichase, I'll even have a minute of the Gemara of Lefesus and Anokat. So Memeli is not a Vada Ramai, even if the Meicher received money from Shimon. Even if the Meicher received money from Shimon, so Ruvein, that does not mean that Ruvein is Vada Ramai. Because it could be that Ruvein is Meire Teire, because he thinks, since he was also involved in the transaction, he also made an offer to the Meicher to buy this talent. So he thinks that the Meicher was Misratitin. The Meicher was Misratitin. So Mimele, the Meicher was Misratitin to him, but Shimon gave the money. She begins a month. So some of these may get here. Now, so since this is the pshat in the Gemara, I call it a Rashi, in the Hava, in the assumption of the Machsh, that the Mishnah is reference to the case where one gave money, and still the Gemara has the Kashi Viler the Zuze Mimanokat. Now it's not Father Ramai. Why isn't it Father Ramai? According to the Haramin of the Gemara, because the Meicheir, because Reuven, assuming that Reuven did not give the money and Shimon gave the money, so Reuven could still think that the Meicheir was Nisrat to him, and the Gemara, and still the Gemara has the Kashi Viler the Zuze Mimanokat, and if the Meicheir will say that he received the money from Shimon, then Shimon should get a talis. And if the Meicheir will say that Vilar de Zuzem Manoka, so then Shimon should get a talis. This is the Gemara's Kach. Vilar de Zuzem Manoka. So in other words, and whoever, if the Meicheir says that he received the money from Shimon, then Shimon gets a towel. So lo yitzriched nokat mitavai. Gemara starts. Lo yitzriched nokat mitavai. Mechad midaite mechad bal kochi. Velo yodan mi u midaite u mi bal kochi. Lo yitzriched nokat zuze mitavai. Hoch gasin li adino mei midaiten bar koche, ve gasin am velo yoda. Da afilu yoda bozui na meichan emo, mi she holcho, kini mutos. So, in other words, there are two gears, there was a gear say, velo yoda. What does it mean velo yoda? The meicha doesn't know. But suppose the meicha will say he knows, then he's nemo. So he says no. Since the Gemara, the maskona of the Gemara is, that the Mishnah has referenced the case of Noka Zuze Mitavaye, and here in this case, it's same as Chaviode, because it's Steimer of the Mitawet. So it's same as Chaviode. And the Bryce saying Dushin says that by him as Chaviode, so the Meicheir is not Nemon. So Memele, we have to be here as not Vilo Yoda, but Vilo Yadino. Even if the Meicheir says, so we don't believe. You don't believe him. Why don't we believe him? Because the Filiota Bezue in America Nemon, Mishahoku Kilimikos. It's not Doch. He's not there. Now, let's see the taste. Filar de Zuze Manok, Pierce Rashi, Nishal Mech, the Afal Dav in America Nemon, Kishimet Kadiode, Kidise Basoyos. Hane Mile, Binokat Mitavai. Avu Binokat Mechad Nemon. אפילו אם מוקר ביודי, יצינו מסורכי, ולא ידין הון. ובכין הם דוחק לפרושקי, דוחק פורך שפיר, אף אגב די מקר ביודי, נזנם הונו כי ידחו. והמי שניהם נשבוי, אוי זה שעמיכר מסייה, יפתר משבועי, ואידוך איש בשבועי דרעי. דצ רב נתם ספשם. So רב נתם שיטל יצ, אני the way, most רשיינים מסיום, even though the Rambam says that this is not Ramatam Shite, so if this is not the Ramatam Shite, so it is certainly the Balamoya Shite. In other words, the Balamoya also explains the Gemara this way, the way Ramatam explains. In other words, the Gemara's Kashi is, because according to Rashi, now obviously the Gemara has referenced, the Mishnah has referenced the case of Eimek Chaviyot. Because it's Shneimer of Mitalis. The only one who says that the Mishnah has reference to the case of Mekhem Yod is the Rif. So he says that the Irzin has reference to Anim Yitzisir of Anim Yitzisir. But it does not have reference to Zeim HaKurishul and Zeim HaKurishul. To Mechir. So because then it's Mekhem Yod. If it's Mekhem Yod, so then it couldn't be Irzin. But all the other Rishenim say that the Irzin of the Mishnah has reference not only to Zemer Animis Sio, Zemer Animis Sio, but also to Zemer Kulishim, Zemer Kulishim. So it is obvious that the Mishnah has referenced the case, according to all the Shemi, to the case where it's a Metzavion. And the Gemara asks, the Kashi, the Lerz, the Zuzeman, the Kashi. But the Bryce in Dushin says, but that Nemon Ba'amekach Lima was Zemachati, was Zemachati, Ba'amedrom Amurim, Kishemekhaviode, Da'fayim Gimel on the base. So the Gemara says, the third line from the bottom, Nemon Ba'amekach Lima was Zemachati, was Zemachati, Ba'amedrom Amurim, Kishemekhaviode, Avalimekhaviode, in Nemon. I'll make it in Nemon. So the Gemara makes a distinction between Mekhav Yodeh and Mekhav Yodeh. So Mekhav Yodeh is in an Emor. And here the Mishnah definitely refers to Mekhav Yodeh because the Shneimer is a Mitalis. So how can the Gemara ask the Lerv is Zuma Nokav? So Rashi, Lishitose, Mitushin, and here, so he holds that when does the Mishnah Gemara the Baisa say? When the Baisa says, Avalei Mekhav Yodeh in an Emor, it means, only in the case of Nokazuzemitabaye, so he met from Yodin Nemon. But Nokazuzemichad, so he met from Yodin Nemon. So in Meile, Rashi explains this Gemara. He explains the Gemara in Dushin that way, and explains this Gemara. When the Gemara says, Lev is Zuzeman Nokat, so the Gemara has the Kashi, true, here it's a met from Yodin, Schneider is a Mitalis. But since it's not a Zuzim Mechad, that's what the Havamin of the Makshin. So the Meicher should be Nemon, only by not a Zuzim Tavali, the Meicher is not Nemon if it's not a Zuzim Tavali, if it's the Emek Kaviyodi. But by not a Zuzim Mechad, even if it's Emek Kaviyodi, the Meicher is Nemon. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzchir, not a Zuzim Tavali, Mechad, and Daitib Chad, also. But he says Yisraeli, Rabbetam Yisraeli. Rabbetam holds that if it's a Mekhav Yodeh, even by Nokat Zuzim Echad, the Baal Mekach is not, so the Meicher is not Nemo. He's a stranger. Why should he have more Nemonis than anybody else, than any other third party? So how does Rabbi Tam explain the Kasha of Gemara Lev Zuzim and Nokat? Here it says, that Shnai Mel Zuzim Italis, so Zeyim Akulashoi, Zeyim Akulashoi. And say Makulashali is Zay Makulashali. And the Gemara assumes that it's not Kazuzin Echad. Ruben is just from one of them. So Ruben says Kulashali and Shimon says Kulashali. So it's Yachleiku and Yachleiku Bishwe. And what kind of Bishwe is it? It's Yishwe of Takonet Rachon. Of Shulikul Echad Ve'achod, they will be taken, Vitali Yishol Chavere. No! Let us ask the Meichei from whom he sold it. Let us ask the Meicher whom he sold it. So the one whom the Meicher, so to the Meicher does not have Nemonis. Full Nemonis he doesn't have because it's a Mechel Yodei. But he should have Nemonis like an Idechot. And Rabbi Tam Shite is that just as an Idechot is Mechayevish with the Raise, so an Idechot can be Dechot Amsayeya can be paid off Shul. I mean, and the Baal Moya says so many words. So in Baal Moya there couldn't be any other pshat. The Chol HaPochet Rav Tam, so the Muhammad, the Ramban, says another pshat. But the Baal Moya says so many words that the Eid Amsayeya is paid off Shul. So now, let us say the Meichel, whom he sold. So if the Meichel, says that he sold it to Shimon, So then, Reuven will have to swear Shvei D'Raisi. Because Nedecho is Mechayev Shvei D'Raisi. And Shimon will not have to swear at all. Because Idam Sayeya is Peter of Yeshua. Because Idam Sayeya is Peter of Yeshua. And the Ramoya says that Idam Sayeya is Peter of Shvei D'Raisi. Now the Ramban, he explains the Gemara in the same way, but with one difference. He says that whereas according to Baal HaMoya, and most Rishonim assume that Rambam Tam Shita is also like that. So So in Am Sayeya, patterns of which way the Reise. So suppose you have a little mishpat. Reuven, let's say, says to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, I owe you 50. So is a little mishpat. He is chayev which way the Reise. Then Levi comes and Idechot. So Levi comes and Idechot. So what does he have to swear? So if Shimon says 50 I owe you, 50 I don't owe you. I only borrow 50. So he has to swear that he doesn't owe him the other 50. So suppose Levi comes and says that he knows that Shimon borrowed only 50. Or that Shimon paid up 50. So Levi testifies that he knows that Shimon owes only 50, he doesn't owe him and the other 50. So according to Balamoye, so Shimon doesn't have to swear, because just as an Idechot is Mechayev Ishwey Deraise, let's say if Reuven claims $100 from Shimon, and Shimon is a Kivahat, he says Ladan, but then Levi would testify that he does owe him 100, so then Shimon is Mechayev to swear Ishwey Deraise, the same way, just as an Idechot is Mechayev Ishwey Deraise. So he got a pattern to show in the right way. So if Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, I owe you only 50, so it's higher issue with Mitzvah, but if Levi will come and will say that he knows that Shimon owes only 50, so Shimon is relieved of the Shmuel. Adam Sayeya, patterns of Shmuel, the right way, patterns of Shmuel, the right way. So Melech, this is how the Baramoye explains the Kasha Limone, and according to most Rashenim, Rav Metame explains it also, has the same Shite. So the Gemara says, V'ler Zezuze Mimanoka, why do we say that it's Yahweh Kubishvue? No, let's ask the Meicher. And if the Meicher testifies on behalf of Shimon, so then Shimon should be Poter, and Reuven should be Mechuyer Shvue Dereis. Why both swear Shvei Rabbono? Why both swear Shvei Rabbono? So that's the sheet of the Baramoya that in Sayeya patterns of Shvei, and in all probability this is Rabbi Tam sheet. The thing of Sayeya patterns of Shvei Rais. The Ramban, he has the same shot. That the Ler Zuzen Manokat means, why do we say Yachleiku? Each one has to swear. Each one has to swear, but here, let's assess the Meicher. And if the Meicher, let's say, testifies that it was sold, let's say, to Shimon, so then Reuven should be Mechuyev, Ishwein the Raise, and Shimon should be Potter. Why should Shimon be Potter? Because in a case where one is Mechuyev, Ishwein the Raise, so then the Chachomim wouldn't be Misakein and Shwein the Rabbonon. When do the Chachomim impose a Shwe the Rabbonon? The Chachomim impose a Shwe the Rabbonon only when no one is Mechoyev Shwe the Raise. But where one of the parties is Mechoyev Shwe the Raise, as for example here, when the Meicher says that he sold it to Shimon. We have an Idechot that is Makrish Reuven. So then Reuven becomes Mechuyev Shvei Deraise. Since Reuven is Mechuyev Shvei Deraise, so then there is no Shvei Derabbonon upon anybody else. So it's the same pshat, but it's a different cheat. It's a different cheat. In other words, Rav Balamoyer, Rav Netam hold that Edam Sayeya patterns. It is Sayeya patterns of Sayeya patterns of Shvei Deraise. The Ramban Shite is no, that the Edam Sayeya cannot patter of Shvei Deraise. But this Shvei Derabbonon, if there is an Edam Sayeya, so the one whom the Meicher is Sayeya, so shouldn't be Mechuyev Shvei Derabbonon, because the other part is Mechuyev Shvei Deraise. But the Ramban is made to the Balamoya that if, let's say, the Meicher will say that he sold it to Shimon, then Reuven whom the Necher is Makrish, so is Mechuyu Shvuyu Dereis. Then the Ramban is made. But if Chilik and the Etzel Din, the Tegam Sayyei HaPatas of Shvuyu Dereis. It's Maram Rutenberg in Aloche. Maram Rutenberg says, Maram Rutenberg since the Drosh of Gimori is Becholovin Uchachatos, who the Nikoma will come with Shvuyu, so it's in the Sakosu, that Neidechot has Nemones Ligab Shvuyu. So it doesn't make any difference whether the Chayim Shvuyu or Lizdom Shvuyu. And Neidechot has Nemones Ligab Shvuyu. Now, but this is not, I don't think, I mean that all the Shemim will agree that in the case where the Meicher would say, the Meicher Shein Mecher Liyodei, so he would say that he sold the Chifetz to Shimon, that Shimon would be, that Ruvein would be Mechuyev, a Shvuyu Dereis. But after all, I mean, Dechot is Mechayev Shvuyu. Now, that should be told in that question. I mentioned that the din of Shnai Mirz and Vitalis, that Yachleiko Bishwe can be explained in four different ways. First of all, it could be explained on the basis of the Biru of Murzek, of Chazok of Vashyonu Shisholek. Another way of explaining it could be explained on the Sophic din of Murzek. Biru there isn't. When is there a Biru of Murzek? When one holds, one is Dapus, but if two Apus is, so there is no Chazokik Moshe Yisholei. But the Sofik din of Murzek, like the Murzek of Dror the Momenik, of a Machlipo of Hameir and Tzmitzo Mishusach, there is no Biru, but is the Dror the Momenik. But the Sofik din of Murzek, Mitzvah Chavir Arai. So the second way of explaining that is that if both hold it, so too there is no Biru of Chazokik Moshe Yisholei, but the each one is a Murzek in there. A third way of explaining it is that each one, of course there is no Biru of Murzek in both Afusim, but each one is Murzek in the whole. Each one is Murzek in the whole. Each one is Murzek in the whole. A fourth way of explaining it is that when is one in Murzek, if he is the only Tafus, but if there are two Tafusim, so no one is a Murzek. That's the fourth way of explaining. Now, this aloche that the Nidechot is Mechayev Yishwe Dereise is only, so the Gemara in Ksuve says, I mean, it's the Roposhu, the Gemara that Pevov in Ksuve says, that is only if it's Nishba B'Nifta. But if it's Nishba B'Neitel, then the Nidechot is not Mechayev Yishwe. If through the Haggadah Nidechot somebody has to become a Neitel, then he's not Chayev Yishwe. There is no Nishba v'Neiteo Midraise altogether. So it's only by Nishba v'Nifta. Now, if we say that by Shnai Merzin, when both are Tfusim, so each one has a Murzek of Biro. So of course, so the Shvuye, so here it would be Nishba v'Nifta. So then it could be Mechayim Nishba v'Neiteo. If we say the Biro of Chazok enough, but the Sofik din of Murzek, so again it's Nishba v'Nifta. So there could be Shvuyu Dereis if the Necher will say, I sold the Talis to Shimon. So Memele, a Ruvein, who is a Murzek in half of the Talis, will have to swear to be Makrish, the Idechot, the Necher. In order not to give up his possession of the talent of that talent, he would have to swear. Even if we say that where both are pushing in talents, so each one is in Murzek in the whole talent, so again we could say like the Rambam that if the Mecher testifies that the Shimon, he sold it to Shimon, so Ruvein will be mechuyev to swear a shvuyu midrais, and it will be a shvuyu of Nishba v'Nifta. Masha'inkin, if we'll say in the fourth way, the fourth explanation, that when is one considered Murzek, only when one is Tafus, but if both are Tafusim, so no one is a Murzek altogether, neither the Biru nor the Sofik din of Murzek. So Memele, when one swears and he takes, so then he's in Nishba v'Neiteo. Nishba v'Neiteo is Shvuyu Derabbanan. So even if the Meicher will say, even if the Meicher will say that he sold the palace to Shimon, so that will not impose a shvuah d'raisa upon Reuven to be makrish, because when is an edechot mechayev shvuah d'raisa the one whom is makrish only if the one whom is the edechot is makrish has possession of the moment. So and the edechot is makrishim. So this the baldovor has to swear to contradict that edechot in edechot. And if not, he has to give up his possession. But where he has no possession, so Memele, there is no Nishba v'neitel, Nishwa Sidecho. So it's a riot from the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that he is a Muslim. Whether it's in Muzek Misad Biro or Muzek Misad Sofi, that's a shayla. But the Ramban, since the Ramban says in the case where the Meicher says that he sold it to Shimon, so then Shimon doesn't have to swear, but and Reuven has to swear Shvei D'Raisa, Shvei D'Rechot, so we see it's a shvei of Mitzvah Nifta. So it's a raya the Ramban holds that he is in Muzek. All right. Anyway, so this is what he says. Ramtam Shikim. ובכין לדוח הקופוש, כן, דוח הפורט שפיר. זה אף אגב בימק חביודי, נמון כלידך. והמי שני המשבועים, איסי שעמיך המסעי, ליפות המשבועי. והיא דוח איש בשבועי דרעי. והשתי גור השפיר ולא יודע. עכשיו לגמור הסטרצי, לנו כזו זה מתרפאי. So, and לא יודע, he doesn't know. So, מילא, he's not in his דחות. די יודע, have a nemon ki dech u mi u have a motze li shnui e di lese kamon di mishai lese kamon di mishai. Now Rashi says lo yitzricha di nok adus em tavaye hochi garsinon ve lo yadinon mehei midaite mehei bal kochei ve lo garsinon ve lo yoda ve afilu yoda bezu ein amich nemon mishahochu kilimei kosu. So Rashi says in so many words that in the case that if let's say the Meicher says he knows, he remembers. So then it has no substance. It's irrelevant. I mean the saying of the Meicher. But the question is this: Bishloim Eli Gabei Daloche Ovidam Sayeya Patos of Shvue. So Rashi is chilek on Rav Netan in the Balamoya. He holds that the Idam Sayeya doesn't pass out the Shvuah. But from Rashi's question, it's mashma v'ligasinam v'yoda. That v'ilu yoda. Bozuei namich ne'emon. So it will be the same aloche. So it will be chilek in the Shvuah. And both will have to swear the same Shvuah. Which Shvuah? The Shvuah of Rabbo. Of Shalik ve'echod ve'echod he'le v'tekit alish l'chaveri. But the question is, why should it be just the same? It's Mashma Rashi's Loshon. The Ein and Emon, and it's the same Aloche. The boat will be taking a Shvuah D'Rabbono. No. The one whom the Meicher is Makrish should be Mechuyev a Shvuah D'Raisa. Should be Mechuyev a Shvuah D'Raisa. So then we'll have to say, so from this Rashi, it's a deal. That Rashi will hold. Since Rashi says, in so many words, that where it's a mekhel yodeh, and even if nokat zuze mitavai, so if nokat zuze mitavai, so then Rashi shite is the mecher of the teiras mecher has the money. We'll soon discuss that. Why should he have the money, the teiras mecher? But this is Rashi shite, that where it's nokat zuze mitavai, so then even a mekhel yodeh, the mecher of the teiras mecher is there. But the words, no kadzuzim tavaye, so it's loy dochir. So then, the meicher doesn't have nemones v'tiras meicher. But the question is, so Rashi says, he has no nemones. He has no nemones even as an idechot. But why shouldn't he have nemones as an idechot? Like a idechot alme, like a third party, like a echot nashuk, would come and say, he saw that the meicher sold it. Did the Meicher sold it to let's say to Shimon. So then Reuven should be mechoyev to take his way the rice. Should the rice? But it's much more for Rashi that if it's more as Zudim Tavaye, even if the Meicher testifies, he doesn't mean anything. It's nothing. So it's a raya from this Rashi that Rashi holds, that in the case of Shnai Meirzin, so neither one is a Muzik. No one is a Muzik. Not only the Muzik of Biro doesn't apply to a case where two are pussy, but even the Muzik of Sofik now, neither in a half nor in the whole. Some mele, even if the Meicher says, I remember, it's not Kadudem Tavai, so Nemones Vitiras Meicher he doesn't have. But, and Nemones as an Idechot has no significance, because the Halacha that an Idechot is Mechayev Yishvuyem Idereise, that's only by Nishba Benivta. So that is only Shayach if a certain person, let's say if Reuven is a Muzak Imonim, and the Meicher testifies against him, so he has to be makrish, so Reuven has to be makrish, the Agodah Lidechot. But since they are both pussy, so no, he's not a Muzak, Reuven is not a Muzak in anything. He wants to become a Muzak. He wants to become a Muzak. So, and Idechot, there is no Chiv Shvuyah by Nishba Benekil by Idechot. So, Mimele, that's why Rashi says, V'ligasina v'yoda, dafri v'yoda, v'zu in amicha ne'emon, mishohol chok ne'muko. Right, now. So, Teisa says, V'idach Yishba, so, V'chin dochak v'poshkin, dochak v'poshkin, dochak v'poshkin, dochak v'poshkin, dochak v'poshkin, dochak v'poshkin, ne'emon, v'ki Idechot. והמי שניהם נשבועים, איסי שעמיך מסייה, יפות המשווה, וידוח יש בשווה דרייס, ואשתי גורשה פלו יודה, די יודה, הבנה מכידך, ומי יוהב המוצא לשנויה, דו עסק המן די נשאר. גמור, כולם גילים דתה. Then, Tesis says, a third פשוט. וראי מפורש, ונשאר להם מי קיבלה מיכר המועד, שאין לנו חייש דיני סייל ישקר, וזה לימה נוסעתי, והוא לנוסע, וגם הם נאכלו כמל במשחץ המחר, אבל בסנס המויס אינו נאכלו כמל. So the reason that the פשט לך זה זו זה מנוקה means, doesn't mean we should ask the מחר, we should ask the בעלי דבורים, רובן and שימן. So, שאינו נוחש דיני של שקר בזה לסריטן, וגם הם נאכלו כמל, because they are not chukim, they don't argue who gave the money. Because the Hava Mina was that only one person gave the money. So the Makshine assumed also that the Mishneh has referenced the case where they don't even argue who gave money. They don't argue who gave money. So they agree who gave money. But so what was the halamin of this, what was the assumption of the makshin? Since the makshin assumed that they don't argue who gave money. So let's say, so we should ask, so the makshin asked, only one gave money. And they don't argue who gave the money. So it could be, let's say, so we should ask the parties themselves who gave the money. And then they'll both give the same answer. Let's say that Shimon gave, or Reuven gave, doesn't make any difference. So let's say, if they'll say that Shimon gave, so then Shimon should get a talis. Even though they do argue. In other words, let's say they both admit that Shimon gave the money, but Reuven says, true, Shimon gave the money, but I also made the offer, I also negotiated with the Meicher, and the Meicher was Nisratze to give title to me, but Shimon gave the money. So in such a case, if it is, v'gam heim enochlu kimel mi Nisratze ha-Meicher, avo b'sines ha-Moyis enochlu. So we should ask them, and if they'll both say that Shimon gave the money, so then Shimon should get a talis, even though Reuven says to Shimon gave the money, but he was not misratze to Shimon. He was misratze to me. So then Shimon will get the talis. Why? Because it's an amsar. In other words, since they both are made, that, let's say, Shimon gave the money to the Meicher, so even though Reuven argues that the Meicher was misratzeh to him, not to Shimon, so it's an amsar. It's an amsar that the Meicher was misratzeh to whoever gave the money. Right, now let's see the Gemara in Yiddish. If you have the Gemara in Yiddish, so turn to that. Ein Gimel Amud Beis, the third line from the bottom. Nemum bal mekach leima, bo ze mocharti nu ezoi ni mochar. Pamedu am amurim bizman shemek chaliyod. Avlei mek chaliyod ein nemum. Now, Rashi, bo ze mocharti, im shnai meirin al mekach. Ze ima mocharti, im ze ima li mochar. Vishali amekach, vikama mekali sheshneim nosnu li domik. Kol echot veechot, domim shleim, echot ndaitach lakor. בזמן שמקבל יודי דרמי עלינו מידע שלו לעוד עלי מזה ולעוד עלי דומו ואיתה מקחו לי שלו נינק עלי וכל מי שפורה היו כך מידק דייק so בזמן שמקבל יודי is mnemonic because even if both gave money why? Because it's Rami Alei it's his burden to remember because suppose he wants to be chayzer So he can't be chayzer, he only has to be mikabel and mishapar. So b'meile, he pays good attention. Even the case where both give money, he pays good attention. So, to whom he was nisrat? Avu b'zman shei mekha miyode, u'shnei meirzin bei, eli nemo. V'chim gilav alei ramye, suri daik liske lemi. So the Gemara has the Kashe Viner Zezuzen Manoka. So according to Rashi, the Kashe of the Gemara Viner Zezuzen Manoka here in Dush and in Bometzia is the same Kashe. Viner Zezuzen Manoka. Kosal kedai toch shol ikibu moi yisalo mechad lehen. So bo vada imit kadot yozuze di man kobi. So in other words, so the Gemara Kashe So the Gemara Kashe v'ner zezuzen manoka according to Rashi, the Gemara Kashe in Dush of v'ner zezuzen manoka has reference to the Sefer of the Braita. Of Eimek Chaliyode Zeinem. So the Gemara Kashe is, why does the Braita say in the Sefer? Eimek Chaliyode Zeinem on v'ner zezuzen manoka, because the Gemara assumed that the Braita has reference to a case of Noka Zuzem Echad. So the Kashi is against the Seife. Why is he make Chaliyode in an Emo? Now the Zuzi Manokat, because all the Daito shall keep him away from the Emo men. We hope that I meet Kadoka Zuzi Mankobu. So the Mora says, Lo Yitzriche di Noka Mikabaye, we hope Machad Midaite in Chad Baal Kochei, Lo Yidiye Hei Midaite, Lo Yidiye Hei Midaite in Chad Kochei. So Rashi says, Lo Yidiye in Yodu Alonu. So Mele, that's why the Braise says, Eimek Chaliyodei, Einen Ehemo. Even though he says that he knows, but we don't know. We don't believe it. We don't believe it. That's Rashi. Now let's see the case. So Rashi explains the Kashi of the Gemara Yidushin, the same Roshan versus Manoka. So in the same way as the Kashi in the Gemara in Bomitzi. Mamre the same. במדו אמורים בזמן התזו, במדו אמורים בזמן שמקר ביודק, פירס וקונטרס דירומה אורי למידע, לפי שהוא במי שפורה. אם יא... Now let's see the tזו. במדו אמורים, so Rashi explains the Kashi of the Gemara Yidushin, the same Roshan versus Manoka. So, in the same way as the Kashi in the Gemara in Bomitzi. Mamre the same. Vamedlo amurim bizman atesis. Vamedlo amurim bizman shemekar biyodek. Pires vikuntres di Roma al ili meidak. Lifi shehu bimi shepor. Im yarzer. Bimi shenos na amurim. Yarzer idomo. Abu bizman shemekar biyodek. Yer lishnei meirzim bein nemo. תחיל דלוי עלי רמי אלידאי פליס כי אמי אב הוא פורך ונר וזוזה מנוחה האם התחילי עוד פורך לפירש הקונטרס, לפירש לא קיבלו המוליס על נחל מהם ועובד עם מית כדוחר ממה נקובל זוזה ומשם אלו נוקת זוזים תווי ולא ידיע ולפי זה אמרים לנו אפילו רומה שיודע עלי להן משביל רומה עלי למידה, כך שצח קונטרס ומה שפירש לפורך האם התחילי עוד וכאשר גמור יש נדושים why does the safer say he met a little lemon he should be lemon so ומה שפיר זה פורח האם אתם יודעים לקום ארדין לימון ופורח ונר וזוזה מנוקת פירו שלא יש לי שנוסם לו יעמו היא ודאי נשרצת קוש ומה יש לנו להאמין היצרי מידי חודאו תחיד משאים לקריות וישייך לימה מיקה כדי להאמין so why should he be lemon he's a stranger and the Mickey doesn't have it's a Mekrabiode so why should it be them? So that's the Kashi against Rashi Meheicha Teis should the Meicher have Nemones Be'in Mekrabiode to say that he sold it to one not to the other he's a stranger so he's like an Edechot L'kach Pirash Rametav L'chim Pirash Rametav בזמן שמקרב יודי סוף, we see that according to Rashi, so the kasha of the Gemara in Gdushin is mamish the same kasha as the kasha of the Gemara in Bor Metzia. But let's see whether according to Rav Netan, the kasha in Gdushin is mamish the same kasha like the kasha in Bor Metzia. Lochim Pirash Rav Netan, בזמן שמקרב יודי, ויוזו נמו מטעמי, דימור צהומה, ומחר, וחוזרתי וקוניסי. So Ramtam says that when does the Meicher have Nemones only בזמן שמקרביות? But בזמן שאין מקרביות day, the Meicher has no Nemones, even if not it's within a heart. Why does he have Nemones? When it's מקרביות day, because then he has a meat. ומוצאום אלוהים אחרתי, וחוזרתי וקוניסי. וקוניסי. Avlei Mekhadiyodei, the Ramban says something else. He has a Mike because he could be Chizer altogether. Because he has a Mishipot. He only has to be Mikavu and Mishipot. So the Motza Omar Lui Mecharti Vechazarti Vekonit. Avlei Mekhadiyodei, Eini Nehemon. The Oz Lishayach Mike. But if it's a Mekhadiyodei, even if not it's a Mechad, so it's Dochi, but he has no Nemones. He's a stranger. Now what was, according to Ramatam, the kasha of the Gemore in Bo Metzia of the Lervis of the Manoka? So in other words, the Meicher should be Nemon like an Idechot. It should be Nemon like an Idechot. So you would expect that Ramatam will explain the Gemore, the kasha of the Gemore of the Lervis of the Manoka, the same Rosh, the same words, also the same way. But Ramatam doesn't explain the kasha of Lervis Zimanokat in Dushin the same way as he explains the kasha of Lervis Zimanokat Muntzi. So he said, Uporich v'Lervis Zimanokat Nei yinami mekhaliyodei amayin emon im yei marami yishalei kidu amoy lo ze mishatseisi dimashma dinemu becholiyem v'amayin emon have nige bimokimeidin v'anan sade v'leitzi shenos na amoy mishatse. So, according to Ramatam, the kashe of the Gemore, of the Lerzes, who's a Manokat, in Dushin, has reference to Mekhavion. The kashe in Bovenetzie, of the Lerzes, who's a Manokat, according to Ramatam, has reference to a Mekhavion. And what is the kashe of the Manokat? Let him be believed like an Edech. Nidam Sayeya. But the kashe of Lerzes, who's a Manokat, in Dushin, according to Ramatam, has reference to Mekhavion. So according to Rashi, so it's the same kasha in Dushin as in Bor Metzia. According to Rav Netam, it's an altogether different kasha. In Bor Metzia, the kasha of Lerzes Zimanokat is referenced to him, Mekhaliyodei, and the kasha is, let him be believed like in the Techot, but here in Dushin, we couldn't tell that kasha, because here, Here the kasha is, why does the Mishnah say in the Reisha, Bizman Shemekhem Yodeh? So he's Nemon, so it means he's Nemon. Whatever he says. But why should he be Nemon? What's the Nemones of Mechem Yodeh? Because of me. So how can the Braisa say that Bizman Shemekhem Yodeh? So he's always Nemon. Suppose he received the Meichel received the money from Shimei, but he says I was misratzet to him. So it's mashma from the lashon of the Braise that Nemon, even though it's neged the one who gave the money. So, since the whole Nemones of the Meicher is based upon Lige, so in case where the Meicher says, true, I received the money from Shimon, but I was Nisratze to Reuven, he shouldn't be Nemon, because it's in Lige Mokemed. In other words, because there is a presumption, there is a chazoke, that the one that the Meicher is Nisratze to whoever gives money. So this is such a strong chazoke that it's considered like an ansade, like a. So how can the Braise say in the Reishe, Bizman Shemekhem Yodeh is Nemon? No matter what he says, even if he says, it was true, it was, the money was given by Shimon, but I was Nisratze to Reuven. So Reuven gets it, but then in such a case it should be Nidim Mokhmet. ופה הוא לא זוזם הלוח את נאי נאמי מקריות בימי נמון אם ימר המי שלו יקיבלו המויס לא זנת חצייסי למה שמנה מוחלויין במי נמון אבל מי גמוק מיידים תנאה נסעד לא איזה שינוס להמויס נשרצה ומשנה בינו כזוז ופי זה גרסינום ולא יודע ולא גרסינום ולא יודע למה שמה שינו נחי שישים לידו עושים דיבד לך שינו לי נחושים לידו עושים דיבד לך שינו לידו עושים אי אביות ופי זה צורך לימר שלא יודע, שאיל יודע הממרינו נשרץ לו זה. הרבריש בו מציא גם שניים איזה מטאו, איזה מיטל לגמור מקוממך, ופה הוא מקוממך נעזר זמן לא כך, ופי יש עושה מרשי, כי פשיטו עושה דהוך, ופי יש עושה מעבר גדול, ופי יש עושה מרשי מקוויודי נמון, ואוכה וכאן מקוויודי תווי, עד מטאו איזה, ומאי פה ראשי עמיך נמון, הוא מתמין אין הוסום, ונוכי זה תווי, ואשר סלקדאי טוב, ונקזו זה ומחר, אך פי יש רם לטעם, קושי, דימאי פורי חוסום, ונר זה זוזם הנוקת, ואורי פירושי, אף אגב הוא נוקת זוזם אחד, אין לנו אמינית והרישס. וכך צורך לאימא רוסום, ונר זה זוזם הנוקת לאימא, היך הקטון למסליס עם זה איש באשר מפורט מחציו, מי שאולי מייחר, ממן קיבלו המויס, ואולי בכידך עוד ביפרס מי שמסייע אף עם מישהו אססס, ולחייב אשכנג די שווי דירייס, אבל היצי מומן מזה, ולמצא לו זה, פשיט את זה ינמו. רק את הרישס, ומשנה דינוקת מתאווי, וגם בפירו זה גרסינו ליודע, אך אם הוא יודע, פשיטה של נוכי שם לביוסי, לחייב לו זה שווי את הרייסי כתברשי. So, רשי explained the Gemara of Lazarus was a kasha of the Gemara in Dushin in the same way as the kasha in Molim Tzir. At Horm Tzir Ametam, it's all together two different kashas. In Dushin, the kasha of Lazarus is a manokat as reference to Mechrami Yodeh. And the kasha, according to Halatam, is why does the Braise say in the Reisha, in Dushin, that Bizman Shemekhem Yodeh, so the Micha is Nemon, so that means, that implies, that he is, no matter what he says, he's Nemon. Even if he says, true that the Mois was given by Shimon, but I saw that I was misrated to Reuven, so he's Nemon, in such a case, he should have no Nemones, because his whole Nemones is based upon Mige, but once we know who gave the money, so then there is an ansade, that the one who gave the money, that's the person to whom the Meicher was nisratze. So if he says to the contrary, so it's a mige, be mokimei. Now, anyway, the kashe against Rashi is, be'ein mekhem yodei, and no kazuze nechad, why should it be there? So the Ranim Dushin says that this is a special takoras chachom. Because there would be a great hardship in determining facts of a mechira, because usually, most of the times when a transaction is made, there are no other parties, there are no aiding who observe it. So this is done between the Mecher and the Lekeach. So if the Mecher will not have any money, so there will be a great hardship. So because of that, the Chachomim are mistaken that the Mecher has no money. That's what the Ram says. That's what the Ram says. English. Now, it seems to me that we can explain Rashi Shita very well, not on the basis, without resorting to a special takone of mnemonics, as the Ram says in Dushi. Now, how does Ramnetam? Ramnetam is chelik on Rashi, and Ramnetam holds that there is no. Ramnetam holds that there is no. That he has no mnemonic, the Mecher. If he makes Chabiyodi, he has no mnemonic. Why? Because he's a stranger. And Migi doesn't have. Mecher says he should have mnemonic. So what if it's Dochia? So it's Dochia. So let us say that every time a third party comes and says something, so he should be Nemo. Because he's Dochia. So that's the Kashi against Rashi. So therefore, Avnetam says, that only Bizman Shemek Chaviyodeh is Nemo. And why is Nemo Bizman Shemek Chaviyodeh? Because when Bizman Shemek Chaviyodeh, so is Nemo because of Migi. Because of Migi. What's the Migi? Because he could have said, Loi Machar. So then he would prevail. He's the Moses. Or Chosarti Vikonizi. Or he could say he could be chaser. The Rambam points out. After all, see, because the halacha is when domin is given and no mishiche was made, so then he can be chaser. He only has to be mikabel and mishapora. So if the mishiche wants, he can be chaser. So mimele, he has a need. Now, so it could be that Rashi, according to Rashi, it's also midraise that the Mecher has the money. But what kind of imige does is there when it's a Mecher Yodei? Bishleime in the case of Mecher Yodei. So then he has imige, because in the Mecher could say, Loi Macharti, I did tell him that I'm selling it to him, but then I was crazy, that's all. And I was ready to be Mikabo and Mishapora. Or he could say, he could say that I was Chazer. All right. But by Emekri Yodei, then he has no Mikhe. Because then he's not in Moses. Then he's not in Moses. Now, if we say, now, why isn't he in Moses in the case? Well, it's a Mechab Yodei. And who holds it? The Reuven and Shimon, the two Lokhi. So they hold. Now, if we say that when two hold the towers, so then both are Mosokim. So in case of a Mechab Yodei, and Reuven and Shimon hold it, so Mele, the Mechel is not in Mosek. Two is in Morekame. To the Mecher is a Morekane, but by Mitalteling, so if there is a conflict between the Muzik of Morekane and the Muzik of Tofus, so what Muzik prevails? The Muzik of Tofus prevails. So the Morekane does not have a din of Muzik. But suppose it's a Mecher Biyode, and the Talis is outside the store. No one holds it. Then the Mecher would still be in Moses, because he's the Morekam. Because then there is no Tavus. So the only reason is why Ramnetam says that by a Mecher Yodei, and so then there is no Mege, is because it's Ramnetam Shitose. Ramnetam Shite is that where two holy Talis, so it's an Ansade. So both are Mozoki. And what kind of Mozek is it? It's the Mozek of Tavus. So the music of the Mecher, when it's a Mecher Yodei, which is a music of Morekame, so that's not music relative to Tophos. But if we say, as we deduce from Rashi, that Rashi Shite is, that Rashi Shite is, that when two holy talis, then neither part is in Moses, not even the subdivision of Moses, neither in the whole talis nor in heavenly talis. Because Moses means when one is Tophos, to the exclusion of somebody else. But if two are to him, so no one is a Mosek. If no one is a Mosek, so it is just the same, it is to be treated just as if the talis had been lying outside the store. Outside, no one holding on to it. So then who would be considered a Mosek? The Meicher would be considered a Mosek. So then it would be like Mekhe B'Yodeh. It would be like Mekhe B'Yodeh. What difference does it make? Whether it's Mekhe B'Yodeh, it's in the store, or it's not outside the store. No, there is no Mosek of Tophos. If there is no Mosek of Tophos, some Mimele, he has a Mige. So the Meicher has a Mige. And he would prevail. He would prevail. Because he's a Morekame. So the same Mige that Rabbi Tam mentions in the case of Mekhe B'Yodeh, why? Ketzel Mechalti, Chazarti, Benisi, for I was Chazer. And so on, and I'm ready to be Mikavla Mishapora. So in the case, so Rabbi Tam, according to Rabbi Tam, there is no such Mige. There is no such Mige in the case of Emek Chaviyodei, and both hold on to it, because then it's an Ansade. So we have the Mosek of Tophos, and the Mosek of Tophos is a stronger Mosek as against the Mosek of Morakami. But according to Rashi, that we're both hold it, then neither one is a Mosek. So it should be treated the same way as if the talis had been lying outside, in the street. No one holding on to it. So then, the Meicher would still be considered a Mosek, because he is a Morakami. There is no one Tophos. So Mimele, since he's a Mosek, so he could say, suppose the talis would be lying outside. And Reuven and Shimon wouldn't hold on to it, but they would argue. Reuven would say Kula Shali, and Shimon would say Kula Shali, and then Reuven would, and the Meicher would say, it's mine, I was Chazer from the Mekach. True, he gave me money, but I'm Chazer, I'm ready to be Mikavah Mishapora. And they would say, no, you won't Chazer the Mekach, I already made. Reuven would say, I made a Kinyan Boye. I made a Kinyan Boye, and you were Chazer from the Mecca after I made a Kinyan Boye. And Shimon would say, I made a Kinyan Boye, and then you were Chazer from the Mecca. So who would prevail if there had been such a litigation? So then, the Mecca would prevail, because he's a Mose. I mean, he's a Morakame, and they're not Mozokim. So even if they hold on to the talis, but since they're not Mozokim, So the Meicher, if the Meicher would say that it's Kula Shali, Loi Macharti, Chazarti V'Konisi, if I was Chazer before any one of you, for any one of you grabbed it, so he would prevail. So Mimele, but see, the Meicher doesn't say Loi Macharti, Chazarti V'Konisi, Chazarti. So he doesn't say that, so he should be never in the Meicher. But Rabbi Tam cannot say that. Rabbi Tam cannot say that. All right. So, and now, what is, when Rashi says that if it is, now, as a matter of fact, I mentioned the other time that the shita of the Ramban is that Mige, that whenever Edim are required, let's say Yuchsu, where Aedis is required, so Migi is in effect. So why is Migi affected by Momay? There's certainly Aedim is required, because by Momay there is another mnemonis. Besides the mnemonis of Aedim, there is also the mnemonis of Baldon. But the mnemonis, you see, but there is a distinction between the mnemonis of Aedim and the mnemonis of Baldon. Aedim, so it's, this is a mnemonis without any reservations. Aedim are never on everything they say, as long as they are kosher Aedim. So they are never on everything they say. We do not say And the Eid is Nemo on this Agode, and the other Agode is that Nemo. And the Eid is Nemo on everything, he says. Nemonas of Baldovo, so there is no general rule. A Baldovo is Nemo. Baldovo is not Nemo, just like that. There are certain clothing. Certain times Baldovo is Nemo, certain times Baldovo is not Nemo, certain times Baldovo is Nemo, Dafkil Hamzit, certain times Baldovo is Nemo, Ibn Heitzi. So there are all kinds of calling, Bobi Mishema Bobi Odiv, so according to Rav Yude. So Ibn Heitzi, the Baldovo is Nemo. The Baldovo is Nemo when he's staying Bobi. And Rav Nachman says, no, he's not Nemo Leitzi, but if it's in Yedea, if it's in Yedea in Paraticho, so then even according to Rav Nachman, he is Nemo. So where is in regard to Eides? So there are no reservations. I mean, Eidim, if they are kosher Eidim, they are Nemo and everything. And by Eidim, we do not, Bezdin has no right to consider, is this the thing, the subject matter as to which Eidim testify, is it something that it's dochir or loy dochir? Did you ever hear, I mean, by Eidim, we should consider that, whether it's something that is dochir or loy dochir. Eidim a Nemo, opishtai meidim yokum domo. So there is no aloche, there is no general rule that the Baldovo is Nemon and everything. So sometimes the Tevea is Nemon, sometimes the Nitva is Nemon, it depends. So let's say, according to the Ramban, that Mige is Nemones of time, is Nemones of time. So that does not mean Madroshna Gmore is Malo Mishakir in Cheskes Sabati. So whenever the Gemore mentions Miguel Gemara uses the expression Ma'uli Shakya. Doesn't, what's the connotation of Ma'uli Shakya? In other words, there is a Yechochet that is telling the truth. But according to the Ramban, it's not on the basis of Yechochet. So we have to say that even though it's not on the basis of Yechochet, but since it's the Mones of time of Baldovo, and there is no absolute rule, Baldovo is Nemo. By Eidim there is an absolute rule, Eidim Sherim and Nemo. And everything the same Dagore. So by Baldovo, so the Nemones of Taine is based upon the collaborating the Hochets. So too, according to the Ramban, it's the Nemones of Taine. But still the Gemara uses the expression Mal Meshakir. So why does a Baldovo have Nemones? Have Nemones when he has a Mige? Because the Mige collaborates time. So when there is something that collaborates the time of the Baldovo, so then the Baldovo has the Mones. So Mimele, we can understand. So now, since Rashi uses the Lishenis, Dochir, Loi Dochir, in other words, if Nokat Zuzem Echad, so it's Dochir. If Nokat Zuzem Tavaye, it's Loi Dochir. It's Loi Dochir. Now, so why? Because he took money from both of them. And the question is, from whom, to whom was he mishatzen? Was supposed to Eidim would come and say that he took money from Reuben and Shimon, but he was mishatzen to Reuben. So then we certainly would be mishatzen. Because you're not going to say this, so there are no reservations. Eidim anemo. Now here, Rashi distinguishes between Nokat Zuzem Mechat, Eimek Rebiyotik. It's Eimek Rebiyotik. So if it's Nokat Zuzem Mechat, so then it's Nemo, Eimek Rebiyotik. If it's Nokat Zuzem Tavai, Eimek Rebiyotik, it's not Nemo. Why? Because it's Loidor. And by Eimek Rebiyotik, so it's Nemo even if Nokat Zuzem Tavai. So Rashi adds, why? Because if it's Mekhe Miyode, it's Dochir, because then it's his burden to remember. So he pays attention. So it is Dochir. So Rashi resorts to the fact that it's Dochir. So we see, Bein Mekhe Miyode, and Bein Mekhe Miyode, so the Dochir versus Loi Dochir is important. Only thing is, Bein Mekhe Miyode, so it is only Dochir if not Kadu Zemechad. It's Dochir even by Nokat Zuzem Tavaye. But we see that it's the same principle. In other words, the Dochir is important. But by Nokat by Imek Chabiyode, so it's not Dochir if Nokitzuz in Tavaye, only by Nokitzuz Mechad, and by Mek Chabiyode, it's Dochir, even if Nokitzuz in Tavaye. Now, since Rashi uses the expression Dochir, Loi Dochir, in the Mones of Eides, there is no such union of Dochir or Loi Dochir. That's in the Mones of Taniel Baldov. So as a matter of fact, Rashi, according to Rashi, so he has a nige even by Imek Chabiyode, because Rashi Shite is that when two holy towers, so no one is a Moses. So it is just as if the towers had been lying in the street on the sidewalk. So then, suppose the Meicher would say, Kulo Shali, Mimchati or Chozarti. So then he would prevail. He would prevail. So since the Meicher, if he was staying in Kulo Shali, he would prevail. So Mela de Meicher, even by Imek Chabiyode, has a deal of a Baldov. Because he could prevail if he said Kula Shavu. So Mela, that gives him a deal of a Baldov. So he too is a Baldov. So that's why he is Nemon. So Rashi could even agree with the Shita of the Ramban and Suvet, that by Momei, the only reason as to why Nige is effective is because it's of the Mones of Taniel Baldov. And still Rashi says that even by Imek Chabiyode, so he is Nemon because he still has a Nige. He still has a Nige. And Rashi could hold that Nige is ineffective as a Choche Gleibe by Momen, because Momen requires Eide. So why is Nige effective on the basis of the Yehoche, only because there is a time of a Baldovo, and it is collaborated by the Yehoche of Nige, so Mele is Nemon. And the Meicher has a din of a Baldovo. He has a din of a Baldovo even by Imek Chabiyode. Because since the two hold the towers, so no one is a Muzek, so he is the Muzek. If he is the Muzek, so suppose he would say, Kula Shali, the Meicher, as against the two of them, he would prevail. He would prevail. So he would prevail. So Mimele, because of the Mige of Lumacharti and so on, or Chazarti, so Mimele he has a din of a Baldovo. Since his Mnemones is Mnemones of Baldovo, so then, Baldovo does not have Mnemones in all situations. So it depends upon the circumstances of the Taine, whether the Taine is a good Taine or it's not a good Taine. So if it is Dochir, so then the Taine is a good Taine. But if it's Loi Dochir, so the Taine is not a good Taine. So Mele, he is not Nemot. That's why Rashi says that if it's Nokazuz Mechad, so even by Imek Chabiyode is Nemot. Because then he is Dochir, so the Taine is a good Taine. And he has a Mige. And even Rashi could agree with the Shittus of Ramban and Ksuves that Mige in Momein is effective only on the basis of the Vronis of Taine and Baldovo. But since he is a Muzek, and so since he is a Muzek in the Tale, so he's considered as a Baldovo. But even as a Baldovo, he doesn't have Mnemones just like that, but only on the basis of the Mige. And this man's butt. So he has a Mige, Bein Bimek Chabiyode, Bein Eimek Chabiyode, he has a Mige. But the difference is that by Eimek Chabiyode, so the Taine is a good Taine only, Benoke Zuzim Echad, because he is Doche. But if it's not in Zuzim Tavai, it's Loi Dochir, so the Taine is not a good Taine, so maybe he does not have Mnemones, or Biteras Baldovo. Mashem came by Mechabiyode, so then it's Dochir even if Nokazuzim Tavaye. So the Taine is a good Taine. The Taine is a good Taine even by Nokazuzim Tavaye. So Mimele has Mnemones. But all the Mnemones of the Meicher, Bein Mechabiyode and Bein Mechabiyode, is based upon the Mnemones of Taine of Baldov.
Even of Yeshua the right. Even of Yeshua the Rai. And most Rishonim say that this is Rabbi Tamshi. The Rambam says that even Rabbi Natan wouldn't apply it to Yishuv Dereis, only to a Yishuv like this Yishuv, which is called Chachomim. But that's the Rambam, he's a Yochid. I mean, all the other Rishonim mentioned the name of Rabbi Natan, that he's more a Dishmaitse of this Aloha, the Edam Tagiyah, and he's Peter of Yishuv Dereis. Now, the Rosh mentions in the name of Maran Rosenberg also that Shite, that Edam Tagiyah is Peter of Yishuv Dereis. What is the Shite's Rambam? So there is a machlekes between the Magid Mishneh and the Mishneh. The Magid Mishneh says, the Rambam says in Perikom, Milchus Mechira, Haloche Dalet, Zemun Balamek Achleim Alo Zem Achartim Lo Yizev Lo Zem Lo Yim Achartim. Eim Yisai, Bizman Shamek Achit Interasyon, Avolim Min Amek Achit Interasyon, Ehi Harei Hu Yidechot Dovat, Vidinei Beide Zu Kidin Kol Odom, Shari Eine Negea Beidus, Lifichoch Inot Al Hadom Im Mishnai, Vinot Al Echot Midayit, Vinot Al Meechot Midayit, Eum Echot Balkoche, ולא יודע ממי נוטל, ולא יודע ממי נוטל מדי תה ומי נוטל בעל כורכי. בין שהוא יעמק הרבה יודע, בין שהוא ישנים תפסי, בין כאן אין כלל. יכול להיות מהן נשבע את הכל שחכום, תגס חייבת, נהיה כוחות שעמק אף את אדוני. So it's only לא יודע. So then they have to swear. But if it is, אבו נעמק הכי צמתר, שיודע, הרי הוא ידחות בלבד. So what does it mean, הרי הוא ידחות בלבד? So the Magid Mishneh says, Harei Dechot Dovad, and he is Nemon. So he is Nemon, so he patterned, so he is Mechayev. The one whom in whose favor he testifies. Let's say if the Mechayev testifies on behalf of Reuven, so then he is Mechayev Shimon, Yishuv Dereis, and Reuven is spot. And Reuven is spot. So the Magid Mishneh says, because the Shittas Rambam is like the Balamoyer, like Hamnetam, that Edam say, yeah, Pater Asim of Yishuv Dereis. Because the Mishneh says, Lo Yodati, where did he see it? So the Rambam only says, Vidinei Bei Avu in Amek Achiz Yitzar Asiyode, Harei Hu Yidach Anuva. But where does he say that he Yidach Anuva, say, yeah, Pater Asim of Yishuv Dereis? Maybe the Shittas Rambam means like the Rambam, that he can only patter a Shvuyot Rabbono. And the one against whom he testifies, let's say the Mecher says that he sold the talis to Reuven, so then Shimon becomes Mechuyev Dereisin. Like the regular Shvuyot Sidecho. Now, the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, the Rambam in Perush HaMishneh, so he says in so many words that if the Meicher testifies, let's say, on behalf of Reuven, that he sold it to Reuven, so then Shimon is Mechuyev Yishuv Dereis. So one thing is certain, that the Rambam does not agree with Rashi. We when we die from the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi, you see, the Ramban is Chelek. The Ramban is chilek on the shita of Maram Rutenberg, on the shita of the Balam Moyer, and the shita that is attributed to Rabbi Natan. And he says that Edam Tagiyah does not patter on Yishuv Dereis. But he's made that in case the Meicher will say, Mubacharti L'Reuven, so then Shimon is Mechuyev Yishuv Dereis, like in regular Yitechot, and since Shimon is Mechuyev Yishuv Dereis, So Reuven does not have to swear even the Shvuyot Rabbono, because the Chachomim were not misaking a Shvuyot Rabbono in a case where someone is Mechuyev Yishuv Dereis. The whole purpose was Shelekleachot Veachot Hilef Etikit Aliyah Shechaveire. But where one is Mechuyev Yishuv Dereis, so then there was no purpose in being misaking a Shvuyot. So the Ramban, even though he's Chilikan, Rav Netan, the Rav Moyer, and the Rav Rutenberg, but they agree, in this case, if the Meicher will say, Le'uvim Ocharti, so Shimon will be Mechuyev Yishuv Dereis. From Rashi, however, it's mashma, that he has no nemonis, in case of no kazuza mitavayim. So then, he doesn't have nemones b'teiras meiche, because it's loy dochia. So he has no nemones at all. Will gasina mei, will gasina, will gasina will yoda. That will yoda bezui na meiche nemo mishol. So what does it mean in a meiche nemen? He has no nemones at all, not even like an ideachot. So the question is, bishleim to pater the one in whose favor he testifies, he cannot pater of the shuwe. So Rashi is chilek, and Rabbi Tam is, and Rabbi Moyer is chilek, even and Rambam. So Rashi holds and he comes say, yeah, does not pater altogether. But he says, in emon klal, he has no nemones. That means that even if the meichia will say, I know, and I sold it to Ruvein, so he's not Nemon, and they both have to swear, Ruvein and Shimon. So why should Itakonis Chachomim only? They both have to swear, only Itakonis Shweir, Itakonis Chachomim. Not the Shweir that I see. But why shouldn't the one against whom the Meicha testifies? He said, I saw it to Ruvein. Why shouldn't Shimon be Mechuyah the Shweir that I see? So we said that apparently Rashi holds now the din of Shnayim Rezim Mikalis Yachleiku. So it can be explained in four ways. Either on the basis of an Ansade, that each one is the Murzik of Biro, or on the basis of Murzik of Sofik, each one is the Murzik in half of Sofik, or on the basis that each one is the Murzik in the whole, so Manelui applied the din of Hamitzah Havilon Raye, or a fourth way of explaining it, that if two hold down to Italit, so then no one is in Murzik in anything. So why did Yachleiku? That's because, as the Rosh explains, Sumchat is din of Mom Namutu Bisofiki Vecheliki. The Rosh is Jewish. Because of Pshore, Tzedek Tirdei, Echad Medin Vechad Pshore. Alright, so if we say that it is a Shvue, so Mimele, now, if we say that this, that the Kashi against Rashi is, why does Rashi say, Vrigasina Vrigoda? That Vrigoda, 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 so it's Mashma, that even the Mecha says, I sold it, I was Misrat, to Ruvein. So then it's the same thing, by Kibu Zuzen Tavaye. And they both have to swear, Ishwir, Takon Chachon. And no one swears, Ishwir, the right say. So if he says, the question is, if the Mecha says, I was sold and it was misrata to Ruvein, let Shimon be Nuchim Shweir the Raisen, not just the Shweir HaKodesh Chachomim, the same as Ruvein. So the answer is, apparently Rashi holds that here the Shweir the Raisen does not apply on account of the fact that the Gemara said, that when is the Shweir the Chachomim the Raisen, that is only by Mishva Niftah. But if it's in Nishba v'neitel, not. If it's in Nishba v'neitel, not. So, Mimele, if we say that Rashi holds that by Shnayim Rezim Mikalis, when both are tofus, So then, and no one is in Muzik in anything. So even though they hold onto the talis, it is as if the talis had been lying in the street. And the two of them would be arguing, Zeim Rami Mitzasiyo, Zeim Rami Mitzasiyo. So in such a case, no one is in Muzik in anything. So when they both hold onto the fringes, it's also considered that no one is in Muzik in any part of the talis. Not in Muzik in heaven, not in Muzik in the hole. So the shvuyah then is what kind of a shvuyah? It's a shvuyah of nishba v'neitel. So that couldn't be a shvuyah the right thing. Because the Gemara says in Ksumet Afrivov, that the shvuyah zidechot, which is the right thing, is only if it's nishba v'nifta. Not if it is nishba v'neitel. In other words, if an ishe produces a ksumet and she wants to collect the ksuve, but there is an idechot that testifies that the ksuve was already paid. Suppose you had two edim who testify that the ksuve was paid. So the Isha certainly couldn't collect the Ksuvim. But there is an Edecho who is made Chim for what? That the Ksuvim is for what? So the Mishnah says in Ksuvim that Behei Kitalet that the Isha, before she collects, since an Edecho is made that the Ksuvim is for what, she can only collect if she swears that she didn't get paid. So Rome Bachome had the Hasal Kedaito that the Isha will. This shwe that is mentioned in the Mishnah is a shwe deraita, because Mizechod is Mechayev shwe. So the Gemara says, no, it's not like this. It's not as Chome Bachome assumed. Because when can there be a shwe deraita if it is shwe of Israel Nifta? But here, as a result of the shwe, what will the Isha do? The Isha will be in Italy. So there is no shwe Zidechod. When is a Nishbavine? But in this particular case, there is a Shwe Samish. That doesn't mean that the Chachomim were misakein, or in every case, a Shwe Samishne by Idechot, by Nishbavine. But in this case, they are misakein. But the Shwe, the Raisa of Idechot, so doesn't apply to a case of Nishbavine. Now, if we say that Rashi Shite is like the fourth possible explanation, that why is it Yachleiku? Because of the din of Pshore, like Sumchas is din of Hamachlif Bora B'chameya. So it's the Yachleikum Tzad Pshore. So here too it's Yachleikum Tzad Pshore. So, and it's not on the basis of Hamech Mechavel Raya, because no one is removing it. So Memele, we can understand Rashi as to why Rashi implies the Apil Yoda, Vezuin Abich and Emo, and it will be the same Aloche. They'll only have to swear Ruben and Shimet. But there will be no Shwe Raise, even the Tzad Chikenege against whom the Meicha testifies, so will not have to swear a Shwe Raise. Why? Because Rashi holds that no one is immune. And after all, from Rashi it's mashma, that this deen of Schneider and Talos Yachleiko is not after when they're ailing. Because Rashi says, "Dafke yezin nishnei muzokim bo, veim loze kia boyisa mizeh shiloi sobi adechot nevadei avita chamitzorai." So it's mashma that Rashi wants to exclude only the case where one holds on to the talis and the other one does not hold on, but he doesn't intend to exclude a case where neither party holds on. So it's mashma from Rashi that in the case where neither party holds on, so it's also yachleik, and there it's not on the basis of amitzim chaverei. It's not on the basis of Meitzim Chavarai. Alright. Now, so of course, if we say that this Shvuye is a Shvuye of Nishbar and Eitel, so then the Shvuye is not a Shvuye Drayt. Then there couldn't be a Shvuye Drayt. There couldn't be a Shvuye Drayt. Even if the Meicha testifies on behalf of one. But now the question is this. The Rambam says in so many words, the Dishwe of Schneider and Italis. So is Yachleiku is the Shwe of Nishbar and Eitel. Still the Rambam says in the Yerushan Mishne. In Yod Hazoko, he just says, Avu in a Mekachit, it has to be a real in the Achot Bovat. So, but in the Yerushan Mishne, he says, in the Meicher, says, I sold and I was misrated to Ruvei, not to Shimen, so then Shimen is chayv shvuyei d'raita. Like every the regular case of an idechot is chayv shvuyei d'raita. It's whether the Rambam agrees with Shitas Rav Netam or not, so that is a machlokes between Magid Mishneh and Mishneh. But that we see from the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh and also from the Roshon of the Rambam in Yod HaChazokah, because he says, Avo in Amek HaKis Tachas Yodeh Arei in Idechot Dovat. So that means that he has the knowledge of idechot, so what is the significance of idechot? He's a chayev shvuyei. So it's no raya as to whether he can pater on the shvuyei. And that there is a machlokes between Magid Mishneh and Ketuv Mishneh. But it's certainly implicit in the Roshon Aram of Yod HaChazokah that he is mechayev. The tzatchik neged. The meicher is shvuyei d'raisa. The meicher is mechayev. The tzatchik neged is shvuyei d'raisa. It's shvuyei d'raisa. Now the question is, since the Rambam says in the Chassidim that by Schneider and Mitalle, so the Shwee, Nishbar Neitel, if it's Nishbar Neitel, how can it be Mechayev? The Shwee Dreise is only if it's Nishbar Neitel. So
So that does not present any difficulty, because I think I mentioned it already. It could be the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam could be, one thing is clear, the Shittas HaRambam is definitely not the Bashnayim Eirvin Italis in the music of Biru in the Hem. Because if Bashnayim Eirvin Italis, the Rambam was considering the music in Biru of Hem, the music in Hem of Biru, as Rambam says an Ansade, that the Hem belongs to each one, so it's so the Shvuye of Takonis HaChomim would certainly be the Shvuye of Nishvav Nifdar, and the Rambam says he is a Nishvavni, and it's definitely the Shittas HaRambam that Shteimer's Mitalis is not in music in the head, even with Therasophi, because if each one is in music only in the head with Therasophi, so when one swears, so what happens? He takes a half that is music, but if he doesn't swear, he has to give up that half in which he has possession. So what kind of Yishvui should it be? So it should be Nishvav Nifta. And the Rambam says in Tehillim Nitzin that it is Yishvui of Nishvav Nifta. But the Rambam Shite could be that each one, Bashnayim doesn't tell us, so there is no Biru altogether, since they both hold on to the Tehillim. But each one, since they both hold on to the Talis and there is no Biru, so each one is in Mosek in the whole Talis, not in Heavy Talis. Now, if each one is the music and whole talis, what kind of Shvui is it? It's both. It's a Shvui of Nishba v'Nifta, and it's a Shvui of Nishba v'Nifta. It's a Shvui of Nishba v'Nifta, because, let's say Ruben holds on to the fringes and Shimon holds on to the fringes. Ruben holds on to the fringes, so he's the music and the whole talis. If he swears, so he is innate, because then we'll take away heavy talent from the possession of Shimon, because Shimon, so we'll take away the whole talent, I mean not just it, we'll take away heavy talent, well, they're both, but we're taking away actually heavy talent from possession, because Shimon will also get ahead. So in the melee, if Reuben swears, so heavy talis is given to Reuben. So heavy talis is given to Reuben. But Shimon is a muzek in that heavy talis that is given to Reuben. So he's Nishba v'Neiter. But he's also Nishba v'Nifta. Nishba v'Nifta. Why is it Nishba v'Nifta? Because when he swears, he keeps heavy talis. So he keeps heavy talis in which he's muzek. So it's Nishba v'Nifta also. So the Mele, if we say by Shnayim Eirvin Italis, that each one is a Muzik in the whole, so that means the Shvuye is both Nishba v'Nifta and Nishba v'Nifta. It's Nishba v'Nifta because he's a Muzik in the whole Talis. And when he swears, we give him heavy Talis. So as a result of his Shvuye, we let him retain a half of the talis in which is a mood. And if he will not swear, we'll take away the talis. So Mimele, that means it's Nishba v'Nifta. At the same time, when he swears, so he gets a half, so we take away this half that we give to women, we take away in effect from the possession of Shimon. So it's Nishba v'Nifta also. So it's both. Now, some Mimele, since it's both,